Rise, shine, and press play. Mornings are better with East Coast Breakfast, only on East Coast Radio.
It's a Tuesday, and usually we have a KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fotidis, but we've been on a bit of a break. However, good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Darren. How are you guys? Well, good,
I hope. Well, fantastic. Pavlo, of course, is the host of KZN Future 50, and after the major success of Season 1, I believe there is an announcement.
Well, there is. What happened with Season 1 is the impact on all 50 businesses that took advantage of the opportunity to be featured, to introduce themselves to our just on 1.3 million listeners, got benefit, and the benefits were gotten through a number of different ways. This obviously caught the attention of some very interesting sponsors, corporate sponsors, and Darren, I'm very, very excited to announce that FNB have come on board in order to sponsor Season 2 of Future 50, lifting the businesses of KZN, which in turn will lift the prosperity of all who thrive, live, and survive in it.
That's fantastic. Looking back at Season 1 of KZN Future 50, off the top of your head, there were 50 companies highlighted. Which one or two jump out at you as exceptional?
You know, it's a very, very unfair question for the simple fact
no.
that anyone who's got the courage to start a business, and it takes an enormous amount of courage, the creativity to do it differently, because if you build a business doing what's already out there, it's very hard as an early stage business to steal market share from an established business that has reputation and brand. And then most importantly, if you have the care to sustain what you do and to constantly reshape what you do and make it relevant to the environment around you. The psychology of those established businesses that we featured, really in all of them, I learned something with every conversation I had. So which ones stood out? Well, we had some that are trading out of KZN globally, internationally, and do 99% of their business in those environments. So we're employing locally, we're generating taxes locally, but we're enjoying markets abroad.
Amazing. It is exciting times. Can you give us some insight into what KZN Future 50 Season 2, powered by FNB Business and East Coast Radio, could mean for those KZN businesses, and especially in relation to SMEs?
Well, there are a couple of things. Firstly, we're going to bring on a whole new crop of Future 50 businesses into, let's call it, the community that's been built. Already, within the first Future 50, we started to identify opportunities for Future 50 businesses to connect with each other, to link with each other, to enjoy some networking and trade and business-related activities together. I'm hoping that during Season 2, we're going to bring to life some events where all 100 of the businesses at the end of Season 2 would be able to gather. And in that environment, we're going to make some really, really strong, firm connections.
KZN Future 50 Season 2 is on the way, powered by FNB Business. Pavlo, how will Season 2 build on the success of the first one with the inclusion of FNB Business?
You know, when there's a bank behind a sponsorship, there's a suggestion that the bank is supporting growth. And that takes the true, true impact of banking in business to its next level. If a relationship is established, if a relationship is formed, and if growth is on the card, how do you fund it? It's like doing a 100-meter sprint. You need more oxygen than you would normally if you simply just walked the 100-meter sprint. So I'm really hoping that through this, we're going to establish some good funding relationships. We're going to establish some good big-picture visions, big-picture strategy. It matters because banks have access to huge amounts of data. And in me being able to share some of that data, to talk about the direction of the economy, where the opportunities in the economy lie, which industries are going to be ticking over faster than others. I think that kind of insight for any business owner out there is going to be enormously valuable.
So how can businesses get featured on KZN Future 50 Season 2, powered by FNB? I see everyone's going, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Well, it's simply going to the ECR website. Go to ecr.co.za. You will see a Future 50 tab. Click on the tab and either nominate a business that you think is deserving of this exposure, or nominate your own business if you feel you want exposure. Whether you're an individual, whether you're a business owner, whether you're an employee in a business that believes the business needs to be given some real opportunity, or whether you're a corporate and you have customers as established companies, or you have suppliers as established companies, sending a message out there, getting your business featured, finds new customers, finds employees, finds funding, finds suppliers, finds local, national, and hear me on this, international opportunities too. You'll be surprised who sits in that 1.3 million audience.
Pavlo Fotidis, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's my pleasure, and I look forward to the next season beginning.
Yeah, I can't wait. Season 2 of KZN Future 50, powered by FNB Business and East Coast Radio.